Any assessment of U.S. victory in Iraq is going to hinge on that nation's ability to develop a democracy and the growth of democracy in the region. These are goals that the Bush administration has long enunciated and embraced. Parliamentary elections are scheduled in Iraq this month, but the results of a recent poll suggest the war in Iraq and its aftermath may not have made American-style democracy more attractive to people in the region. Shibli Telhami holds the Anwar Sadat Chair for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. He conducted the poll with Zogby International. He joins us from Maryland. Professor Telhami, thanks for being with us again.
My pleasure.
Now, you conducted the poll in October in Jordan, Lebanon, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, United Arab Emirates. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what can you describe about the people who filled out questionnaires?
Well, these are representative samples. They're all face-to-face interviews. There were roughly about 3,900. In the large countries, there were roughly 800 each. In smaller countries, mostly 500. United Arab Emirates, a bit smaller. We try to get a demographically representative segment of the population. So there's certainly a city bias, but most Arabs do live in cities, and we try to apply weights to be more representative of the population.
Mm-hmm. And what do they say about democracy?
Well, first, I think it's one of the most important findings, really, is that Arabs now look at America in large part through the prism of Iraq. I call it the new prism of pain. And it's a disturbing prism, because when you think about how they see Iraq, when you ask them, do you think Iraq is better off or worse off, the vast majority in every single country think Iraq is today worse off than they were before the war. They don't see it as a positive. When you ask them what has been the consequence of the war on for them, they say there's been less democracy since the war, less peace, and more terrorism. Very disturbing picture. When you ask them what do you think motivates the U.S. in the Middle East, they mostly think it's controlling oil, helping Israel, dominating the region, and dividing the Muslim world, and very few, minor, very small percentages believe it's a spreading of democracy. So it's not that they don't want democracy, they just don't have faith in America's intention. They think the war has been disastrous on that score. And they think overall in the Middle East there's less democracy, not more.
Mm-hmm. Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut made a speech this week and wrote an article in which he said that polls in Iraq had said that more people, I believe over 60%, thought that their lives were improving and would be better next year. Is that at odds with what you found?
No, because I did not poll in Iraq, and I think it is a little bit harder to do in Iraq given what's happening there. And I wouldn't be surprised if many people in Iraq, in fact, do think they're better off. And the Shia, I think many of them feel they're better off, perhaps most, and I think certainly most of the Kurds. There's no question that most of the Sunnis don't feel that way. The real issue here really is how do people outside view it? Because we're thinking of Iraq as an inspiring model that is going to help change the region. That was the idea. And clearly it's not an inspiring model, because the vast majority of people in the Arab world outside Iraq see it as a negative, not a positive.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask you finally, a significant percentage of those polled, when asked who they wanted to be the world superpower, said France. It was 20-some percent, 21%, I believe, as opposed to fewer than 10% in the United States. Now, this was in October, so this is before the rioting that overran many French cities. But what do you make of that?
Well, I don't expect it even to change now. I think it's, again, through the prism of Iraq. When you ask them, what are the two most threatening countries to you, in the list, only Israel, the United States, and Britain appear, and Iran is far below. It's all Iraq. When you ask them, which countries would you want to be a superpower, they have France, and they have Germany, and they have China. Iraq is determining that to a large extent. It's not the issue of democracy, because when you ask them, which countries do you think have most democracy and freedom for their own people, all of the countries on that list are from the West, mostly from Europe, but also the U.S. is there. So they have no illusions. They don't want China. They don't want the China model. They don't want the Pakistan model, which Pakistan is a country they possibly could see as a superpower. So it's really all about politics, and all through a disturbing prism of Iraq.
Professor Telhami, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.